I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. Because of COVID-19, Quad City Arts made changes to this summer's Metro Arts program. Just as last year was unusual for the Metro Arts Youth Apprenticeship Program, this summer has also been unique. Fewer students, ages 15 to 21, are participating in fewer projects, and they're wearing face coverings and are social distancing. That doesn't mean, though, that the two outdoor murals and improvisational comedy being created over the past 5 weeks are any less meaningful or impressive. Kevin Maynard, executive director of Quad City Arts, says coronavirus concerns led to some changes in the outdoor work at three locations. Each lead artist wears a mask, for example.
Every Metro Arts site has a collection of masks that are available if the student either doesn't have one or has forgotten theirs that day, so that we can make sure that we are following the social distancing guidelines and keeping everybody safe. I don't think that that our social distancing guidelines that we're following have hindered the process or the progress on any of these projects. It has limited the number of apprentices. Most sites have typically at least 10 apprentices and a lead artist, but with the guidelines in phase three being, you know, no groups larger than 10, we did have to cut an apprentice from basically each project.
Compared to 2019, when there were about 90 apprentices working on projects throughout the Quad Cities in the spring, summer, and fall, this year only about 30 area young people are being provided with five-week paid summer apprenticeships. These apprentices create projects to benefit the community, a mural in Moline, improv comedy, and a mural in Rock Island. And the projects are made possible by support from the City of Rock Island, Friendship Manor, Modern Woodmen of America, the Moline Foundation, and Renew Moline. Since 2000, Metro Arts has provided young people with paid summer apprenticeships in various arts disciplines. They work in groups to complete projects and enhance the community through the arts. Participants learn artistic techniques while developing personally and professionally. The program allows them to develop new career and artistic skills, build self-confidence, and creates a sense of accomplishment as they work under the supervision and mentorship of professional artists. Their mentors are accomplished local artists who are passionate about teaching and encouraging creativity. The mural in Moline is at 1516 6th Avenue on the wall of Baja's Classy Resale, across the street from the mural that artist Sarah Robb led in 2018 for the Child Abuse Council. A larger mural in Rock Island is on three sides of a Friendship Manor maintenance building in Rock Island at 11th Street and 21st Avenue. And since that's a bigger project, a separate group of students will finish it starting in late July. Robb is leading all the groups. A three-student improv comedy group has been working with comedy sports veteran Aaron Marr at Schwiebert Park in Rock Island. Maynard says COVID has forced changes in how Metro Arts will present its annual showcase. It'll be virtual this year at 7 p.m. on Thursday, July 9th, on Facebook and the Quad City Arts YouTube channel.
In a typical year, we would have every apprentice on stage in the same room with their friends and family talking about the projects they completed and showing some pictures. Obviously, that's not an option this year. So on 7 with Kevin Live, we are bringing on 3 to 4 people from each group to talk about their project. We would bring on everybody, but we are limited by the number of people we can have in the program that we use at one time.
The showcase will display photos of the groups and their work, including recorded clips of the improv group. It'll be part of Quad City Arts' newest video series called 7 with Kevin Live. For more information, visit quadcityarts.com. I'm Herb Trix.